The Chugach National Forest, bordering Anchorage and stretching onto the Kenai Peninsula, is a natural place to study climate change. And a conference called Classrooms for Climate this week at the University of Alaska Anchorage is taking advantage of that opportunity. The conference is bringing in experts and youth delegates from around the world to examine the ecological changes taking place in the forest. One of those experts is J.P. Leas, an advisor for the Wilderness Society. He will speak about how climate change is creating jobs in areas you might not expect. He says the idea for the conference came about when people at UAA and at the Chugach National Forest started talking.
And the folks at the Chugach have long seen that forest as kind of a living classroom right in the backyard of Alaska's largest city. And the folks at UAA have often seen the Chugach as kind of a natural classroom. So, you know, these two groups kind of were talking about it. Well, geez, there's a lot of shared interest here. Thought, well, a conference seems like a good organizing vehicle to get a lot of experts talking together in terms of what do we know about the Chugach and how is climate impacting it? How can we get young people involved in protecting it, learning about it, and seeing their futures on the land, both in terms of the values they derive from it, but also the different types of jobs that they can have working out in the landscape? So that's kind of the genesis of how the Climate in the Classrooms conference started to kind of gel.
The idea of climate in the classrooms, are you... hoping for kind of promoting a concept of stewardship for young people so that they have more personal investment in where they live? Or is it an idea of helping them understand? I imagine it's all those things, helping them understand how climate is changing and what that means to the forest.
Absolutely. It's really kind of an all-of-the-above approach. The idea here is let's bring anthropologists, cultural experts, public health experts, educators, and all your science folks together and kind of see climate as a lens through which to view all these things so that it's not just an environmental issue, it's all these things together.
And the idea of a changing climate spurring potential jobs that are green jobs, give us an idea of what some of those may be. If there's any sort of silver lining in all of this at all, is it that there will be specialized jobs that are based on changes that we're seeing?
Absolutely. You hear the word or the phrase green jobs, and you think of solar panels, wind turbines, energy efficiency, building retrofits, and that certainly is all mission critical things. When I say green jobs, I think of jobs on the land. And you think of the different types of expertise that go into restoring our landscapes and keeping our wildlands and wildlife populations healthy in a warming world. And you think of GIS experts mapping things out, hydrologists measuring water temperature, project managers mapping out what a road removal project might look like, guys on backhoes getting the jobs done, folks in the back office making sure the purchase orders get paid, folks that are preparing the lunches for those work teams. And so there's kind of this spider-webbing economic impact when you invest in doing these restorative jobs in a climate-smart way.
Are you hearing any conversation about how this idea, this concept might translate itself into helping those in coastal communities in Alaska? Because as we know, they're getting hit the hardest and the soonest, the fastest by climate change. The erosion that's happening in these communities is a real life example of what we're looking at in the future. Has that been discussed, ways that there could be investment and jobs created to help in those kind of efforts?
Absolutely. Numerous agencies are thinking long and hard about that right now, and it's no doubt that it's going to be a huge investment. And we're already pretty much behind the eight ball in thinking about this stuff and investing and starting the projects. I think there's kind of two different maybe categories of ways that we can invest and create jobs and protect jobs. One, there's the work to be done in terms of the restorative work and the literally moving of communities back from the coastline, the restorative projects of buffering those coastlines and increasing their resiliency. So those are jobs that, you know, you can actually put boots on the ground today. Then there's the other side of protecting the economic value of those ecosystems. So you think of subsistence populations and the wildlife they depend on, the commercial fisheries that many of these folks depend on, you know, big dollar items. And so the projects that we look at in terms of helping communities deal with the impacts of climate change can also help protect the long-term economic values that these ecosystems have. So this is certainly stuff, issues that, you know, experts are thinking about, both in terms of, you know, your ecologists, your urban planners, your energy experts, as well as kind of your recreational and your fishermen, your outfitters, and those that depend on these resources for their livelihood.
J.P. Lias is speaking at the Classrooms for Climate Conference on Saturday, May 7th at 11:15 in the Lucy Cuddy Hall at UAA. The conference begins tomorrow and runs through Saturday.